This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Here we go. Welcome. It's our number one of the original recipe, Ben Maller Show. Now, if you want the extra spicy, extra crispy, the Fifth Hour podcast, we have 3 new episodes that you may have missed over the weekend. Those are available to download on demand. The Fifth Hour podcast, myself and Danny G, including a great email bag that we did, the mailbag on Sunday. But here today on this Monday, the 22nd day of April, NFL draft week, we of course start with the NBA. Are you more impressed with James Harden's Clippers or stunned by Luka Doncic's Mavericks and their performance in their opening playoff game? Did the Miami Heat target Celtics star Jason Tatum with a cheap shot? We'll discuss that. And how did the Bucks avoid the Doc Rivers effect, at least in game one against the Pacers? We'll discuss all that and more right now. Give it up for our number one.
Well, it's only one game, but smooth sailing to begin. Welcome in the start of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. In partnership, as we play bingo, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and satisfyingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the hip, the hip-hop of sports talk. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Congratulations, you have survived another weekend. We are back at it. The weekday lineup at Fox Sports Radio begins now. When you think speed, you think this show. You do. No, we're the leadoff hitter for the lineup here at the company. So it's very exciting. You're not excited? Well, bad job by you. But our lead this hour does come from Pro Bouncy Ball. And as we always remind you this time of the year, our public service announcement, if you despise the NBA, if you hate pro basketball,
it's going to be tough for you the next couple of months. We've pretty much ignored the NBA all regular season, but we will not ignore it during the postseason, at least not at this point. So, our lead here to begin the festivities. Through the course of the night, we will discuss many of the things that happened over the course of the week. Not everything, but a lot of the things that took place in the postseason. So, not the Fugazi play-in tournament that ended on Friday. We were not here. So I did not watch a second of it. I had no interest in that, so didn't check that out. But I did watch these playoff games over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and many of you told me that James Harden blows. You were talking a lot of crap. I didn't see too much of that on Sunday. I don't know what happened. Maybe your Wi-Fi went out. Maybe that's the problem. No, your Wi-Fi didn't go out. Okay, I got you. Well, James Harden, who sucks. Everyone tells me that. He sucks. 28 points in his playoff debut as a Clipper. And the great Zubats put up a playoff career high 20 points, 15 rebounds. And L.A. gutted. You know how you gut a turkey and you kind of carve a turkey and all that for Thanksgiving? That's what the Clippers did to the Mavericks. They smashed them, gutted them, however you want to say it. And they kicked the snot out of him, 109-97. That final not indicative of how big a rat kill this game was. Where are those tough guys from Dallas? So they're going to lose the number, I think. But they might call back if the Mavs win a game. But they probably won't call right now. So the Clippers led by as many as 29 points. Now, I never played in the NBA, but I think that's a lot. It's a fair amount. Denver, the reigning champions over the weekend played the Lakers. That was a close game, right? That was a game the Nuggets had to come back in the second half. This game, not close. In fact, Dallas never led a second. Not a second. What's up with that? All right, so let us discuss the question. Are you more impressed with James Harden in his Clipper playoff debut, or are you stunned by Luka Doncic and the Mavericks with the suckage? So after a thorough review of this athletic contest, I've got Stockton, Zapruder, and Volcano. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make garlic fries, which would have put up more of a fight than the Dallas Mavericks against the Clippers. If they put out their tray of garlic fries, those would have done a better job in the first half of trying to stop the Clippers. So, hey, listen, we are absolutely stunned that that's the performance by the Mavericks. How unprepared for a playoff game. Playoffs? That is an indictment of Jason Kidd. I buried the lead. Don't bury the lead, my man. I buried the lead. Kawhi Leonard does what Kawhi Leonard always does in these games. He didn't show up. Well, he was there, but he didn't play. It's unreal. This guy is unreal, man. Built out of glass. Built out of glass. Kawhi Leonard. But that's a different conversation. Stay focused. So Kawhi didn't play. So if Kawhi doesn't play and you're Dallas, you are absolutely set up. They are putting it there on it. It's T-ball. They're putting it on a tee, and all you have to do is swing the bat. Boom. Prime opportunity to draw first blood. And that's the Mavericks? Listen, I'm happy they had no interest in competing in the first half. I'm happy about that. Thank them. Good for them. Very appreciative. And many a coach have told me over the years that when you watch an athletic competition, the more aggressive team often wins. Not necessarily the more talented team, but the more aggressive team. Now, in this case, the Clippers are more talented from top to bottom, and they were more aggressive than Dallas in game one. And in the lead up to this game, I was reading some of the crap that was thrown out there in the media. And if you just based it off what had been written about Dallas, you would have been convinced this is an unstoppable juggernaut. That Luka Doncic and the Mavericks ran off. They were 16-2 at one stretch near the end of the regular season. Then they started resting players. So they had extra rest ahead of the postseason. So they had that going for them. You had breathless fanboys in the basketball media who said that the Mavericks were carrying real momentum. I love that. Real momentum into the postseason. And the Clippers were banged up without Kawhi Leonard. Had no chance. Okay. So that's the story. We were told the Mavericks are the team nobody wants to see in the playoffs. That was written. Who goofed? I've got to know. Who goofed? Do you know? I know. I know their names, a lot of them. So the lesson here, it's a reminder, something that we point out from time to time. We call it the Stockton in honor of the great Dick Stockton, longtime sportscaster. He's retired now, but famously, if you're new to the show, years ago, Dick Stockton was calling NFL games on Fox, and I was doing a football show on Sundays, and he came on as a guest, and Dick Stockton was doing the worst game on Fox, a absolute god-awful matchup between two morbid teams. And he was on to promote the game, and I said, listen, why would anyone want to watch this game, Mr. Stockton? It's a bad game. And he said, you know what, Ben? Stats tell you what has happened, not what's going to happen. And, of course, we know there's no such thing as momentum, not in sports. In science, there's momentum, but not in sports. And the Mavericks proved that by riding the vomit comet in that game. And by the way, the more I watch Luka, and it seems like it's a birthright, the Mavericks and the Clippers have to play each other every freaking year in the playoffs. Can we get somebody else? Is there anyone else out there? My God. Anyway, so watching the Clippers and Mavericks and seeing Luka all these years in the playoffs. Luka, he's perfect for Dallas because he reminds me a lot of Dakota Prescott. He does. Like, if Dak Prescott was a basketball player, he'd be Luka. And if Luka was a football player, he'd be Dak. Like, and the more I watch Luka, stat bandito. And he fools the uneducated fan, the low-information fan. He fools them, the casuals. Now, what is my evidence on this? All right, the Clippers had a 29-point lead early second half. 29-point lead. From that point forward, Luka put up 22 points. He had 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and everyone that gets all horny for stats was, oh, my God, look at his line. It's not his fault. Oh, look at his numbers. And with a wink and a nod to Kyrie Irving, because I wrote some a note down on Kyrie. Kyrie Irving scored 25 points in garbage time. But you look at their numbers. Oh, they're so impressive. Oh, man. Orgasmic. Not so much. All right, now we head to Boston. And we'll go there where Jason Tatum led the way. It was a balanced attack in another game that was non-competitive. 23 points for Tatum. Derek White had 20. The Celtics, they led this game by as many as 34. They throttled the shorthanded Miami Heatles by 20. Miami playing without Jimmy Buckets. He's likely not back at all. By the time the Heat are eliminated, he'll be in vacation somewhere in the Bahamas. But nonetheless, this game, not a talker for what we do. For our purposes, not really a talker, which is a problem. So we did get a storyline. The storyline here, the subplot, it comes courtesy of Brian Scalabrine. Say what? He didn't play. No, I know he's not. He's not a player. He's a broadcaster. But he told NBC Sports Boston that he thought the Heat and Caleb Martin, that he was playing the role of the goon. He thought that the Heat put the hit on Jason Tatum. Late game, Eric Spoelstra, this is according to Brian Scalabrine, he said Eric Spoelstra called the timeout, 1:30 left, down by 16. 30 seconds later, so about a minute to go in the game, the play happens where Caleb Martin's going up to get a rebound, or trying to get a rebound, and he undercuts Tatum. Down goes Tatum. Down goes Tatum. And Scalabrine says it looked shady to him. So did the Miami Heat target Jason Tatum with a cheap shot? So I used the Mallard microscope, and I watched this play over and over again. We went Zapruder film style. Meticulous frame-by-frame analysis of this, and after about a minute of watching it over and over again, unfortunately, the answer is no. I wish I could agree with Brian Scalabrine, because, boy, that would be a good story. Man, that'd be fun. That would be a good talk radio story, that the Miami Heat tried to take out Jason Tatum at the end of the game. That would have been wonderful. The problem, and this is where I have a tough time going with it, is if you watch the play over and over again, you see that Celtic guard Drew Holiday would have to be in cahoots on this. He'd have to be in on the shenanigans. You see, Holiday, actually shoved Caleb Martin into Jason Tatum. Now, Martin was headed that way, but Drew Holiday gave him a little tap. The story here is actually let him play Joe. Joe Mazzulla, who left his starters in there at the end of the game. And in garbage time, the game was already decided, but he left his starters in and let him play Joe. Never take him out. And then that happened. Now Tatum, it appears, is okay. But that's the story. All right, last word here. We pinwheel quickly to Milwaukee, where Dame Lillard, the Dame train, Dame Lillard, put up a monster first half. He had 35 points, all of his points in the first half. The Bucks, without the Greek Freak, led by as many as 30, and they dry roasted the Pacers. That's what they did there. And many of you emailing me, I say many, too, emailed me to point out that what happened. You said Doc Rivers was going to be the undoing of the Bucks. All right, so how did the Bucks avoid the Doc Rivers effect? I'll address it. I don't care. I'm not afraid to address it. The Doc Rivers, let me explain this, okay? And for those of you in the back of the room, the Doc Rivers voodoo doll, it works as a scattershot, okay? It's a little scattershot situation here. It's more like a volcano. Maybe volcano is a better way to describe it, like a volcano, because a volcano can lay dormant for several games, in this case, in basketball. And then the unthinkable, the unimaginable happens. Indiana is such a lightweight defensively that I don't even think they know how to play defense. They don't even want to play defense, that Doc Rivers, it's conceivable he'll be all right in this round of the playoffs. It's the second round that's the issue there. But the voodoo doll will turn against Milwaukee. And Dame Lillard, massive, wonderful, great. Looked like he was back in Portland. And without Giannis there, it is kind of like he's back in Portland. But it's only a matter of when, not if. At some point, this is going to be a splendid failure. And I'll be here with a big bucket of popcorn for all of it. If you'd like to be part, you can join us here. The lines open up for the beginning of the week. The easiest time to get in right now, if you would like. No need to call. We got plenty of stuff. But if you want to call in, you can yell, scream, all that stuff. And the lines are open. Speakeasy rules are in effect. We're also available on X, if you want, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. You can be part of the program and join the nonsense. And what nonsense it is. Straight ahead for us, the kiss of death. The kiss of death. And is it true an NBA star threatening to out a basketball scribe for conduct detrimental to said NBA player? We'll get to all that. We will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results and tire ratings and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Art Puffin writes in, says, top flight Maller monologue, great win for the people's team that run L.A. without Kawhi
Who?
Leonard.
Who?
And James Harden out there on the court getting it done. Absolutely, Art Puffin, they do run L.A. Good job by you. King Rory writes in. He says, just like your Clippers, nobody believes in my Bucks. Sure, I don't trust Doc Rivers and everything might backfire, but this is a great confidence booster to start the playoffs. Clippers, Bucks, NBA Finals. Well, that would be the most painful way for the Bucks season to end. The wonderful Doc Rivers going down to the Clippers. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan. How'd the Warriors do this weekend? Did they play? They didn't play? They did not play. Matt says, James Harden, Hall of Fame performance. Congratulations on the win. Well-deserved for the Clippers there. And I can't wait to see James Harden continue to do this throughout the playoffs. Absolutely. Drew writes in, says, the T-Wolves are winning it all. As long as they play the Suns, I would tend to agree with you. If they can just keep playing the Suns.
Hell yeah.
Boy, was that a great effort by the fellows from Arizona. Way to go. Burner Count writes in, says, easy there, Benjamin. Early victory lap on James Harden. Just be sure the sun shines. As sure as the sun shines, we know the real James Harden will show up. And there you go. All right. Well, again, Burner Count. Let me explain this because clearly you don't listen. You might want to go to the ear doctor. I have a show to do today. I have to worry about today's show. I'm not worried about a week from now or 2 weeks from now. I've got to get through the show today. So today, at the time we're doing the show, James Harden was poetry in motion. You freaking morons. He was wonderful. And if you didn't see it, that's on you. Now, Ferg Dog says, no Kawhi, no problem. There's no sinking the Clipper ship. Eddie and Coop missed their chance to board the Clipper ship, and now they're going to drown with the Lakers. Yeah, I saw Eddie's a little down, Fergie. Eddie's a little upset there. He wanted to bash the Clippers, and he didn't have any material right now. He's disappointed. He's got his head down a little bit, tail between his legs. He's upset.
I'll be all right when it's all said and done.
He's upset. He's a little concerned.
Not going to be wearing that Clipper hat much longer.
A little concerned. Jason writes, a good-looking hat, by the way. I never even bothered. They changed logos again, but I didn't go with that new logo. Which is
that's a good job by you.
This is the old school logo. That one, the new logo, blue. And then the next one's not that good either. Jason in Kansas City writes in, says 10 out of 10 on the Mallard Monologue, Ben. The Mavericks are following in the footsteps of a fellow home team, the Dallas Stars and Cowboys, in choking in the playoffs, although the Mavs are not as good as those teams in reality here. And Lorraine, we're broadcasting, right? The show's being broadcast out there, right?
I do believe so, okay. Yes, Ben.
I don't see anyone on my board from Dallas. How could that be? Why would they not call in, Lorraine? We're on the radio all over Dallas. Why would they not call in?
They obviously have no words.
That's a bad job by them. I can't even get somebody from like over in Arlington. Nobody?
Don't!
That's pathetic. Pathetic. All right, G-Man.
Do better.
Exactly. Be better. Do better. G-Man's writes and says, I appreciate the monologue, Ben. Problem I have is the NBA turned the sport into a game. Days off, fake energy, fake injuries, bad officiating, weak players, alien commissioner. G-Man, I agree with all of that. I agree with everything you said. Every single point I agree with. Yes, the days off, the fake energy, the fake injury, all of that, I agree. But here I am watching. Here I am. I spent my Sunday watching. Most of the day, I was watching. Even when I went out to get a little exercise and I had my phone on. I was watching on my phone when I was walking around. Get a little outside time there. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Page down here. Mark, off topic. Mark in Santa Monica says, as a Yankee fan, I'm so happy Blake Snell. That's a non sequitur, but that's fine. So happy that Blake Snell rejected the Yankees' six-year, $150 million offer. He has been awful for the Giants. Yeah, he's been pretty bad. Yamamoto, we're going to talk about him later, from the Dodgers. He got, not lit up, but he pitched well enough to lose in the Dodgers game over the weekend against the New York Metropolitans. Was not good. David says, Maller will call for Harden to be signed to the max extension like Kawhi. Only after the Clippers win the championship, right after the parade. Let me tell you how it's going to go, David. I have a crystal ball. And so the Clippers win the championship. What a perfect gift to move into their new palace, the Taj Mahal, in the hood, in Inglewood, away from Skid Row, where they play right now at that crib. You've never been to L.A. It's literally in Skid Row, the arena in downtown. It's horrific. It's a nightmare. Take your life in your hands going down there.
Yeah, and it makes me nervous to walk in the middle of the night.
Right? It's not safe.
Oh, please.
It is not safe.
It's not safe. You cannot go by yourself.
I go by myself all the time.
I about died of a panic attack.
Yeah. Eddie's probably one of the criminals out there. That's why he's not afraid. But everyone else who's a law-abiding citizen, Lorena, it's not safe, right? Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
Lorena, what's wrong with you? What are you doing?
I have nice legs, Eddie. That's what's
wrong. Oh, in your face, Garcia. See, you don't have good legs, Eddie.
If you had good legs.
No, you do not. That's not
leg off.
No. I do not want to see your leg. No, I definitely do not want to see those legs. Anymore.
My leg.
Man, unbelievable. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. We'll take more of your comments on X at Ben Maller. There's some big name callers. We have some celebrity callers who are lined up here, which is very exciting. And we look forward to talking to some of them if they stay on hold. The kiss of death, though, that came from big game James Worthy, of all people. James Worthy. Comparing Nikola Jokic to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson. A little over the top. That's a little too dramatic for me. Now, listen, James Worthy's been doing this a while and all that. I get it. He played in the NBA a long time. But when I look at Nikola Jokic, I do not get the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar vibes. Maybe the Magic Johnson vibes, but not the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar vibes. But James Worthy was laying it on thick. Because he knows, Worthy knows, that he'll be on vacation soon, just like the Laker players. Because they'll be lucky if they win one game against the Joker
and the Denver Nuggets.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
I'm sure you were very excited to see the cornucopia of mascots at that Phillies game. I guess it was the Fanatics' birthday or something. Did you say?
Well,
this?
I have been to a mascot birthday party. The Condor's birthday party.
Well,
they
bring
out all
is.
They bring out all the mascots. And
the Philly Fanatic is a little bit more famous than whatever that.
Fanatic. I've been to a Phillies game before or two, and the Fanatics fine. That's great, wonderful, and all that. But.
I know you're a fan of the mascots.
I am a fan of the
I don't know if you saw
Philly.
That. It was a who's who of mascots there for the Fanatics.
It's a birthday bash, though.
The Phillies wore his likeness on their hats for this game, I believe. I saw that in the highlights.
Well, like I might have to get one of those hats then. Size 8. But I see there was a cake.
It's a birthday party. There has to be a cake.
Hey, speaking of Philly, though, did you see our guy Fats in Philly? He went to the gravestone of... Harry Callis.
I did not see that.
A photo. Yeah.
Huh.
That's a lot, right? I mean, we like Fats, but that seems a little odd, you know?
I mean, did he happen to be in the area for something else?
No, I think he went to the cemetery to look at the gravestone of the Harry Callis.
As you recall, I did send you a picture of a gravestone when I was in Washington, D.C., of your favorite fat president.
Yeah, but that's a little different.
There at Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But it was, they actually put seats on the grave of Harry. You could, I think those are from Veterans Stadium. So well, you could sit there.
You can cop a squat there, huh?
Yeah, you can sit down. And he has a giant, I sent the photo because Fat sent it to me. So I sent it around and it's a giant microphone, but it's a phallus looking microphone, Eddie. Yeah. And so from a distance, it doesn't look like a microphone. It looks like, you can think.
Like a what, Ben?
It was standing at attention, whatever it was. You know, the microphone was standing at attention. So I see that. The Reds mascot, Mr. Met, was also the Giants mascot. That Giants mascot's so stupid. What is that, the walrus? What mascot is that?
I'm unfamiliar with that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't recognize it. But I'm looking at the mascot, the celebration.
Is there
like
a group photo?
Well, there's a video of them celebrating on the field there, and I can see the Reds mascot. Is that Mr. Red Legs? Is that the name of that? No?
He's got nice legs.
Got better legs than Eddie.
No chance.
No chance of that, Eddie? You're proud of your legs. Let's see, I'm just trying to fast forward through the video so I can see more of the mascots. Ah, screw it. Who cares? Anyway, there were a bunch of mascots there. Well, good for them. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on through the late night hours, and are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. But wait, there's more. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live, Fox Sports Radio, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick that's coming up this Thursday. This week here, 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app, presented by Express Pros. Let's go to the phones. Jerome, bring it home, Jerome in Charleston. Hello, Jerome.
I was watching your Conquistadors today against the Mavericks, WRECKF, and I'm telling you, that James Harden, he was making them from South Central L.A. He was so hot today. Had the floater going. Had the step back going. And Westbrook even made a three-pointer. I said, oh, hell no. You know it's going to be a long day today.
Hey, Westbrook, no. Westbrook bought the energy, man. Yeah. I don't want him to shoot from the outside ever. I think I would bench him if he shoots again from the outside. But, yeah, he was bringing the energy. Westbrook was flying around. It was great.
And talking trash, too. He got into it with one guy. The guy went in for, he thought he had an easy one. And Westbrook kind of grabbed him and kind of jostled him a little bit.
Well, that's good, Jerome, because usually Westbrook talks trash with fans. At least he was talking trash with the Mavericks. So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, someone must have called him Westbrook. He said, I'll show you a Westbrook. Take that.
Yeah. You think, Jerome, the fans in Dallas will be chanting Westbrook to get under his skin when they move back to Texas next, in a couple days here,
I have a sneaky suspicion that may come up in the conversation, if there is a conversation.
Oh, of course. It'd be rhythmic chanting. It'd be over-the-top rhythmic chanting.
Hey, but you know what? Let me tell you about your Clippers. They can beat anybody or they can lose to anybody. But I think they're afraid of the Nuggets, okay? When they come to play, man, they can bring the house. But sometimes I just wonder, what the hell is that, man? What kind of effort was that? Because I kind of been watching them off and on, and I'm thinking, oh, man. Hey, look, they went to Boston, and they housed the Celtics early in the season.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to the regular season, though. Because, these guys don't really try most of the time. It's pathetic.
But, you were talking about the Hall of Fame stuff. Look, I almost lost it a couple of weeks ago when I heard a guy say, well, Matthew Slater should be in the Hall of Fame. He should get some Hall of Fame recognition. And then I said, let me look up Matthew Slater's numbers. There was nothing there, okay? How the hell are you going to put a guy in the Hall of Fame that ain't got nothing, huh?
Well, because the argument, Jerome, would be special teams are the third rung. You have offense, defense, and special teams. And Matthew Slater, one of the all-time great special teams players. But I would agree, you can tell the story of football without Matthew Slater's name. Although I am biased. I love his dad, Jackie Slater. So he's a Hall of Famer.
But I got to ask you about this story about your Jacksonville Jaguars. A guy steals $22 million.
Yeah.
$22 million, Ben.
Yeah.
$22 million.
I saw it. Yeah.
Nobody knew about it for five damn years. How in the hell?
Well, but here's the thing, though. That's a little different than Otani because that guy was in, he was in charge of the finances. He was the one that oversaw. He was the oversight, from what I understand in that story. So that makes a little more sense. But how many times a day do you check your money, Jerome? At two or three.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me?
You. You.
Every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes. All right. Well, most people aren't like. I know. Most people. I know. Most people are not like you, Jerome. Most people check maybe, you know, once a week or something like that. Maybe a couple times a week at the most. But to go that many years with losing $16 million? Oh, my God. That's something smells.
I got to ask about Michigan, though. I got to ask about Michigan.
Oh, you're all – look at you, Jerome. Jerome, I mean, I was ready to hang up on you, and now you want to ask about Michigan. I was ready to move on. Quickly.
They got 3 years probation, Ben. 3 years probation, and ain't nobody talk about it. I wonder why.
Well, Jerome, you know why, Jerome, because there's games on television in Michigan. They need Michigan on there. They need Michigan contending for a championship, whether it's the Big Ten or whatever they're going to. When they change all the conferences in a couple years, they'll all have different names. All right, thank you, Jerome. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on, LeBron James threatening to expose a basketball scribe who voted and robbed him of a unanimous Most Valuable Player award. LeBron says he's going to save that information. He knows who it is. He said it was a writer. He said he didn't necessarily say a writer. He said it was somebody from Boston who voted for Carmelo Anthony. This goes back over a decade, and Carmelo's still holding a grudge, or LeBron holding a grudge. And so he says he's going to expose the person, but he's going to wait to a documentary to do it. So I can't wait for that unless I can wait for that. I'm sure that'll give us content 5 years from now or 10 years from now or whenever it comes out. And we'll get to Pop Goes the Weasel. Time now for the Who Am I game. And here we go. I have the most playoff wins while shooting below 40% from the field on 10 or more field goal attempts since 2020. Again, pay close attention. I have the most playoff wins while shooting below 40% field goal percentage on 10 or more field goal attempts since 2020. Who am I? The answer. We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It's even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You'll get to co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and Instagram. It's just a few clicks away. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Well, yet again, the Major League Baseball marketing people, brilliant. I went online to try to find the Fanatic hat. I was going to buy it right there and went to the Phillies team store. Did not have it. Went to a couple other websites, did not have it. So screw them. Not buying it. I can't buy it. Even if I wanted to buy it, I can't buy it.
Was I right, though? Were they wearing
Yeah, they had the Philly, Philly Fanatic hat. They had the logo of the Fanatic.
I see him here, a little Google search. I see some Fanatic hats.
No, that's
there.
Not the authentic one, though, Eddie. That's a ripoff version. What you're looking at there is a ripoff
New
version.
Era? Isn't New Era like a...
That's not the one they wore, though. I'm looking for the one that they wore. I did not see it. It is not on. I'm looking at the Phillies, the team store. It's not on there. I'm telling you. You think I'm making that up?
You want to fight?
No.
All right. Anyway. Yeah,
yes, I want to fight.
Want to fight over the Fanatics hat. Let's go to the Who Am I game. This is where we pretend to be somebody else, and it is made possible in part by, that's right, Express Pros. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. But wait, there's more. Don't forget, Express Pros, the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here, Fox Sports Radio, coming up this Thursday, 8 p.m. through the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer, and our morning guy, LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. We'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick that's coming up this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Live right here, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, presented by Express Pros. Here's the Who Am I game. I have the most playoff wins while shooting below 40% from the floor on 10 or more field goal attempts since 2020. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And we'll see if anybody knows the answer. Fats from Philly says Dick Pohl is the answer. The old pitching coach back in the day who designed Harry Callis' headstone. Who else do we have? Ryan Garcia, guest by Yefimi. I saw that fight on Saturday. Watched that. He dominated that.
How did you watch that?
There's ways you can watch it, Eddie. Mm-hmm. Maybe went to a friend's house or something like that.
Sure.
Richard Simmons, guest by Maller, prop guy. Marshawn Lynch, who is 38 today, from Late Night Drug Tester. John Dillinger from Mr. Luciano. That's his answer. Mike Tyson tossed out by Mr. Nice Guy, the great Mike Tyson. You know, he used to play for the Cardinals back in the day. A lot of people don't know that about Ooh. Mike Tyson, but he played for the St. Louis Cardinals, the
Never
baseball
heard of
team.
Him.
Andy from Lionel Lakes, Minnesota, going with Jimmy Buckets is his answer. Mr. Big Shot, Robert Horry from Ferg Dog, Hedo Turkoglu, tossed out by I-40 Ian, Whitey Bulger from Art Puffin, Roscoe the Parrot from Alf the Alien Opponent. Yeah, that guy David in Winter Park, Florida, he vanished, man. He got upset with me because I wouldn't do that gambling contest with him, so he left the show. And I'll always have the memory, Alf, of him driving all the way from Florida to Boston for a Maller meet and greet with the Roscoe the Parrot stuffed animal. Who else do we have? Rudy Tomjanovich, guest by Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Bango, the Bucks mascot from King Rory. Al Jolson from Robin, Minnesota. Tiger Woods tossed out by Shane in Des Moines. Giants mascot Lou Seal from Scorpio Niner. Get a better mascot. Clay Thompson, guest by Paulie D. Who else do we have? Mason in Huntington Beach says the Iron Horse of basketball, Kawhi Leonard. Blades, the mascot from Masshole, Mickey. Did you know that's the Bruins mascot, Eddie? Blades is the mascot.
I know it's a bear. I didn't know his name was.
His name's Blades.
Blades.
Yeah. All right, I have the most playoff wins while shooting below 40% on 10 or more field goal attempts since 2020, who am I? Eddie, what's the answer, Eddie?
Former Magic legend Anfernee Hardaway.
Don't call him
Penny.
Don't call him Penny. No, that's incorrect, Eddie. Bad job, but you're the correct answer. A man who's currently playing for the Boston Celtics, Drew Holiday, although he's only played this season. But he's number one. Number two is Jason Tatum. So Drew Holiday and Jason Tatum, the dynamic duo there in Boston, and they have dominated, winning games when they don't shoot the ball particularly well.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.